Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. I'm on the porch here of the old cabin, tapping my feet, drinking some coffee, and listening to Western Swing and other things. I know a lot of you are probably doing the same thing. What a way to start the weekend off. You know, I've got a busy weekend here. I'm getting ready to head up to northern New Mexico, up around the little village of Regina, not too far from Cuba, New Mexico. This is right on the edge of the giant Jicarilla Apache Reservation. There's, I know, over 1 million acres, maybe close to 2 million acres in that reservation, but this country is, it's absolutely awesome. I go up each year. This will be my third consecutive year to go up and hunt mule deer with my friend David Williams, his wife, Regina, and David own Hunter's Supply. They make millions of lead bullets for, well, cowboy shooters and air gunners. And it's amazing how many bullets they turn out. But you're talking about a neat lifestyle. They're up there right on, their ranch is actually right on the Continental Divide. You look out their back door and probably no more than a half a mile back there is the Continental Divide. And, you know, I used to think of the Continental Divide as being 14,000 feet in elevation all over, but truly it's not. It's about, I don't know, I think their ranch is probably 7,000, 8,000, and it's not that high or much more elevation to the divide up there. But some big, big, big mule deer in that country, the Jicarilla, which is just over the divide from them down the road there a ways, is a world-class destination for people that hunt trophy mule deer. But the cool thing is those mule deer don't know where the borderline of the reservation is. You know, they travel just like whitetail, especially during a rut. But I killed a nice one up there year before last, and I'm going to be using a muzzle loader, which is a little different this year. Got some these modern inline muzzle loaders, they really rival a center fire rifle as far as accuracy. Distance is one thing to think about. I've got it sighted in about 2 inches high at 100 yards, and I'm shooting a 250 grain Sabo bullet. That's a bullet that's encased in a plastic sleeve. At that range, sighted in 2 inches high at 100, the bullet's hitting, I think it was 10 inches low at 150. I'm good out to about 150 yards. I don't plan to shoot any farther than that. But hunting that part of the country is just, it's easy to do. Mule deer land over the counter. So you can, if you know, know someone up in that country, or maybe an outfitter that has landowner access, you know, it's not hard to get a tag. Now, the draw tags for the state land is a different situation, I'm told, but New Mexico is a destination. It's what I call kind of soft mountain country compared to what I'm accustomed to hunting up in northern Colorado. You know, for several years, 6-7 years, I guided and we outfitted elk and mule deer hunts up there. But there's a lot more up in northern Colorado than northern New Mexico, or at least this area around the Jicarilla Reservation there. That, like I say, that's not far from Cuba, and the community or the village is called Regina there, New Mexico. But I know everybody's getting ready for bow season. Actually, bow season's but we're looking at probably a 12-hour drive up to New Mexico. It's a pretty good haul up there, but my longtime buddy Mark Bellette's going to be going with me, so we'll be talking and planning about, thinking about that big mule deer that we each going to get, and the trip will be over before you know it, you know. Folks, bow season is underway right now. Good luck with your archery hunts. When I get back to Texas after this muzzleloader hunt, I plan to be after them with a bow. Have a good weekend, and I sure enjoy visiting with you right here each week. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.